Good evening, lovely listeners, and thanks for tuning in. This is your host, Kate, and tonight we are talking about the oh-so-juicy topic of being the other woman or the other man. Sometimes we can't help who we end up falling in love with. What if they're already taken by somebody else? Is there any reason why it would be okay to pursue this person? Join us now in Living Single Across America tonight to find out. Stay authentic, stay real. Welcome to the show.
Right. Welcome to Living Single in Your City. This is a nightly show where we talk about everything from mild to wild in the life of those that are living single. We're always looking for hot topics, and we're also open to interviews with other people within the community that are living single and doing great big things. If you'd like to be interviewed on a show or be a possible guest in the near future, please contact us on our website at livingsingle.org or find us on Facebook at Living Single Across America or hit us up on Instagram at Living Single AA.
All right, hello and welcome everybody to the show. Our topic tonight, as you heard just now, is being the other man or the other woman. So first, I want to ask anybody that's tuned in right now, if you have a lot of background noise, feel free to just mute yourself in the meantime. If you don't have a lot of background noise and you're just going to laugh, you can stay on because I really like that. So we're talking about being the other man, being the other woman. So normally when we talk about cheaters, we know that we start talking about the actual cheater, right? The one who did the act of infidelity, and most of us typically agree that that's wrong. But what's more controversial, what's more controversial is being the other woman or the other man. Is it wrong if they never knew about it? I don't know. How could they have known, right? What if they knew the whole time? What if they found out that the person was, you know, in a relationship after 2 or 3 months? What about after a year of seeing them and just couldn't let it go? They were already in love. So why is this so controversial? You hear people talking about how they were going to cheat regardless. It might as well have been with me. Or it's not my job to watch your boyfriend, you hear every once in a while. Or you should be mad at your significant other. You shouldn't be mad at me. So while some of these perspectives marinate, let's just go into some statistics. So these statistics are cheating statistics, just to give an idea of how often cheating is happening and how often people become the other man or the other woman. So according to the Accredited Journal of Marital and Family Therapy, 40% of unmarried relationships and 25% of marriages see at least one incident of infidelity. An issue of Marriage and Divorce Journal also stated that 70% of all Americans engage in some kind of affair sometime during their marital life. According to recent data gathered from the General Social Survey, 20% of the interviewed men and 13% of women admitted that they had sex with someone else other than their spouse while married. What the study found, though, is that infidelity amongst women increased by 40% in the last 20 years, while male infidelity rates remained steady. However, the male infidelity rates are still higher than the number of cheating women. There's actually laws that vary in America. Now, I don't know how seriously these are followed because I haven't heard of this, but it's an upwards of a life sentence in Michigan, adultery. It's a class 1 felony in Wisconsin and a $10 fine in Maryland. And things are far worse in other countries. In Indonesia, Somalia, Pakistan, and Iran, adulterers are stoned to death. So this is who is the other man, the other woman? A stranger. 23% of men cheated with someone that they met at a bar. 40% of cheaters had an affair with a friend. 22% of women cheated with an old boyfriend. 35% of cheaters cheated with their coworker. And fun fact, 10% of men and women would like to have an affair with Angelina Jolie. 44% of men who cheat want sex more often. 40% of men who cheat want variety in their sexual partners. 40% of women who cheat want more emotional attention. 33% of women who cheat want to be reassured that they're still desired. 11% of women who cheat for revenge. 32% of men who make over $300,000 a year have affairs. And men who make under $35,000, it's 21% of them cheat. 80% of women have frequent fantasies about someone other than their partner, while 98% of women do. 8% of cheating men are found to have an affair with someone online, while only 3% of women did. And 90% of people who have online affairs get addicted to them and tend to start another immediately after ending the first one. All of those last statistics were from the Infidelity Help Group. So you can see that these numbers to me are shocking. I mean, shocking and not shocking, right? We hear about cheating all the time, but to have 70% of people saying that they cheated at one point is wild. And I think that even more interesting statistics are looking at, you know, there were so many when I looked them up. There's so many based on age and race and sex and, you know, all of those things. And these are just some of them, but it's very interesting. And we can see that many people are put in the position to be the other man or the other woman. And so now that I've talked a little bit about the statistics, I'm going to share a personal experience. And as I share my personal experience, if there's anything that seems just slightly disconnected, I am going to keep things a little vague for protection of those involved. So I'm gonna start the story. We'll go into a break and then I'll finish it when we come back. So I met a man who I initially became really, really good friends with. We just vibed on a lot of levels. We liked the same things. We were involved in the same things. Honestly, even looking back now, he was just one of the most compatible people for me that I had met. I wanted somebody who was more outgoing. My ex wasn't very outgoing. He was super outgoing, life of the party kind of guy. He walked in, everybody was excited to see him. And yeah, we became best friends. We'd go to the bars, we'd play cornhole and, you know, all these different games with each other. And we were both super competitive. And, you know, I think that sometimes actually one of my downfalls is that I'm so competitive and I like give a lot of shit that it ends up turning into the man thinking that I like them, even when I don't. In this situation, I actually did. I was kind of into him, but I was trying to be respectful. He had a girlfriend in another country. And so I would say this is where my justification piece kind of came in, was I met him, became best friends with him, knew that this girl was, you know, not, and I'm not saying like close, I'm saying like United Kingdom from California, so really far away. And, you know, he's sharing pretty consistently that they probably aren't going to work, right? He's saying, you know, she lives so far, and I don't think that she would ever hear. She doesn't really want to live in the United States long term, right? Maybe she would come here for a year or two, but once she gets here, like, she's going to want to live there permanently. I haven't figured out if I want to live there. I think for a long time he was telling himself that he would move there, but his whole family's here, huge family man, and I think that when he met me, he started to realize, like, wow, maybe it would be nice if I was talking to someone here. And then, you know, this is where, like, you don't know if somebody's manipulating you or if they're just talking, but he was always comparing us, right? Like, he would say, you seem like you're, like, really cool about this, whereas, you know, like, an example would be anytime she got mad at him, she would, like, hang up on him and not talk to him for a week, whereas, like, I'm the type of person that I want to work through problems. Like, I'm always, like, I'm not leaving until this is solved. If we need to take, like, a couple hours off, sure, but we don't need to be mad at each other for weeks, and I'm not gonna like not call you or not talk to you, like, let's just work it out. And so he would always be like, man, that's really what I want. Oh, you're so much of what I want. and would just go on and on about how he thought I was a better fit for him. And in liking him and in hearing that, it was just like slowly over time, I was like, wow, like I really like this guy. And he's definitely the one who made the first move, but I for sure was trying to get him too. You know, like I would say it was mutual. I would never say that he made the first move because I was always like, I remember like sitting in his car like, oh, I could call my Uber home now if you want. And he'd be like, okay, go ahead. And then as soon as I started to call it, he'd be like, no, don't call it. Stay. No, don't, just stay. And I remember like, just that, like, I don't know. There's something, I think that something that people don't talk about often is that there is some sort of thrill in this situation. Like, oh, it's not, we're not supposed to, like, but we like each other. And, you know, she's miles away and she's lonely and she's busy, you know, and it just slowly built and built and built. And then he pretty much had me convinced that he was on the way to ending it with her. And that is not where the story ends by any means, but we're going to go ahead and move into our first break, and I will tell you more when we get back.
Thank you so much for listening to Living Single in Your City, and we are super excited about every opportunity and every door that we open. We want you to get connected. Go to our website. Check out our store. We are releasing 3 new books very soon. One is called Cover. Living Life on the Download Has Been Exposed. The next book is called Single and Celibate. Find out more about that one. And last but definitely not least, Why Living Single and Why Now. You will find more information about our books and the discounted price for the next 30 days on our website at livingsingle.org. That's living, L-I-V-I-N, with no G, single.org. Thank you.
All right, great. We're back, and the story continues. So we left off with we're both just kind of building. He's telling me all these things that are great about me. He's telling me why he thinks his relationship's going to end pretty soon. And we started obviously becoming physical, and we were actually seeing each other like 24/7. Like it was a little much, right? We would see each other at work, we would see each other after, we would stay with each other, and we do it all again the very next day. So it was really easy in the situation to almost feel like she didn't exist because he wasn't speaking to her and he was with me 24/7. So I was like, obviously this thing is ending. Like, he's got me convinced that it's ending, and I just need to, I'll just stick around for a little longer, and then it'll be good, right? A little longer was not a little longer. It was a lot longer than it should have been. And I, like, looking back, just feel so dumb. And I would say that I don't know, I didn't realize that you, as the other man or the other woman, could get hurt. When you start that, you don't realize that you are putting yourself in a position to get hurt. So once things started getting more serious between us and we started talking about, like, our future together and things like that, it was even to the point where he started inviting me to, like, his cousin's birthday party. And then I would go, and all of his cousins are there, and he's, like, dancing with me, kissing me, you know, whatever. And they would be like, what are you doing? Like, who is this girl? And, you know, he would just be like, I'm living life, man. And then they would high-five him or something. It was so weird. I was like, nobody's mad about this. This is so weird. And he's, like, introducing me as his girl. I started hanging out with him and his best friends. We were doing double dates. They were telling me, like, oh, we love you. You two are perfect together. And I feel like I just kept being, like, everything that was happening around me just kept making me think, like, wow, like, this is going to work out. And then when it became past, like, a month of time waiting, I was like, okay, this isn't going to work for me anymore. I'm not going to sit here while you have, like, somebody else that thinks you're with them, right? Like, I'm not going to do it anymore. So this is when I started pushing him to make a decision. Like, I was like, you have to make a decision. Like, this isn't fair to anyone. And this man's easily the most indecisive person that I know. He would, like, just sit there and stare at the wall for hours trying to figure out this decision. And I don't know why right then I wasn't like, all right, I'm out. Like, but I just kept being patient with him. I was like, okay, I get it. And they had been together for 6 years, so it's not like light for him to just end something like that. I think that she helped him through some tough times, and it was hard for him. You know, she was his best friend in a lot of ways too, and he knew that letting her go wasn't just going to be like letting go of a relationship, but a friendship too. And it went on for a good while. I was pushing him to make the decision. My emotional self and my physical self are very connected. So when I am not, like, when I'm doing something immoral or wrong, or I'm unsettled about something, I will get sick every single day. Like, I will wake up and the first thing I do in the morning is throw up, and I will not eat and I will not sleep. And so I was, like, dwindling. Like, I was literally, like, he would wake up in the morning and hold my hair while I got sick. He would try to force me to eat. Like, he would bring me food and be like, eat this right now. And I would be like, I'm not hungry. Like, I don't know what to tell you. And I wasn't like, this is not something I do just to, like, to make him feel guilty. Like, it really is just, like, I can't stomach food. It just won't. Like, I can't keep it down because I just feel so terrible. And it got to the point where I was just a freaking wreck. And then he said he was going to make the decision. He was like, I don't want to see you like this anymore. I'm going to make the decision. Like, it shouldn't be this way. Keep in mind, this is like 4 or 5 months later. Like, it's just ridiculous how long it lasted. And so as he tells me that he's going to go make this decision, he's going to leave my house. He's going to come back at 10 p.m. that night, and he's going to deliver this decision to me. And on the way out, he, like, hugs me and kisses me and tells me that I have nothing to worry about. And I believed him. You know, I was, like, getting ready for my relationship. I was like, okay, I'm going to get a nice dress on. I'm going to put my makeup on. My boyfriend's going to be here soon. Like, I was so naive. I was, like, I was literally talking to my roommate, like, it could go either way, but I really feel good about it. He told me I had nothing to worry about. I should be good. And then he never showed up that night and went to his cousin's house and got drunk so he couldn't drive, which was 10 minutes away. So I was like, I'm going to come get you right now. And he was like, no, don't come get me. And so then I'm like, okay, well, I guess we can just talk tomorrow. And I was like, are you going to come, like, first thing in the morning? And he's like, yeah, first thing in the morning. Sorry. Like, I just wanted to have fun with my cousin. Don't worry. Everything's fine. So I did my makeup and put my dress on for no reason. That was stupid. And then I went to bed defeated. I know, it's so sad. And then I get up and I'm expecting him to be there, and he's not answering me. So I'm like, okay, like, what is going on? And at this point, I'm like mad. I'm like, are you serious right now? Like, I've been waiting 4 or 5 months for you making this decision. You watched me deteriorate for this long, and then you tell me, like, a certain time you're going to make the decision. And of course you don't show up at that time. Like, this is ridiculous. And so he doesn't end up at my house until, like, 4 or 5 p.m. And he walks in. He's got all of his stuff with him, like he's staying. So I'm like, oh, good news is coming my way. And then he walks in my room, and he's like, well, he lays down. He walks in my room, puts all his stuff down, and lays down in my bed. And then it's like, well, I made my decision. I think that I want to be with her. I was like, what? Why do you have all your stuff? Why are you laying in my bed to come in here and tell me that you want to be with her? And then I start freaking out on him. Like, I'm just like, unleashing everything. And I'm like, you did this, you're so manipulative, you introduced me to your friend. Like, I think I just, like, tore him a new one for like an hour or two. Like, it was a long time that I was just saying everything on my mind. And then at some point, you know, I realized I was hurt and I started crying. And then he comes over to me and picks me up. He's like, just let me hold you. And I'm like, no. Why are you in my house? Like, get out of my house. Get your stuff and go away from me. And he's like, it's late. I should not be driving home this late. And I'm like, yes, you should. You basically just ended things with me. Why don't you just go away? And he's like, I don't know if I can walk away from this. Like, he starts getting dramatic. Like, he's like, I don't know how to lose you like this. Like, just let me hold you. And once again, incredibly dumb. I'm like, yeah, that sounds good. Maybe if he just holds me, he'll change his mind by the end of the night if he could just hold me. So I let him stay. And he falls asleep. I can't, right? No sleeping for Kate. So I'm laying there. And I look down, and his computer's open, and his computer has a whole study guide for an exam that he has the next day that he hasn't completed any of because of our whole situation. And my silly side to do his whole study guide for him. Why not? Why not just complete his study guide? So I complete his whole study guide, and then after that, I start looking up, like looking at his Facebook, right? And so what's crazy is on his social media, he had no pictures of her, and it said that he was single. So I was like, that's weird. I asked him, why don't you have her on your social media anywhere? He said, oh, well, she doesn't have any social media. I don't even use my account. That's why. And so I thought she had no social media, but I was like, I'm just going to check, right? So I start looking through his friends, and I'm a little crazy. And I find her, not her name, but the first letter of her name. And then when I click on the profile, it's definitely her. And then of the two pictures that are public, she's got her Instagram handle. So now I have her Instagram, which she's using very frequently. And no pictures of him on her Instagram either. Which I thought was, at that point I kind of thought maybe she's cheating too. Like, what is this relationship? Like, I'm so confused. Like, he hasn't called her. He spent like Valentine's Day with me and didn't talk to her that night. Like, I was like, I don't understand this at all. And then, in the morning, you know, I'm like, okay, well, you're still here. So what's the deal? Like, what, you said you couldn't leave me. Like, what are you doing? And he said, well, I need a few minutes to think. And then he stared at the wall for 30 minutes. And then after 30 minutes of staring at the wall, he said that he had made the right decision the night before and he still wanted to be with her. And I was like, super cool. So you came here, you ended it with me, you took it back, and then you ended it with me again in the morning. Like, you have fueled my fire. Like, I am angry now. And so I spent another hour or two yelling at him, telling him how terrible of a person he was, how selfish he was, how indecisive he was. Like, how could he put me through all the things he put me through? And then I said, well, I've got news for you. I finished your whole study guide. You're welcome. And also, I found your girlfriend. And this is controversial. So I told him that he had three choices. I told him he could call her and end it with her so she never knew that he was a cheater. He could call her and tell her that he cheated and, you know, write the rhetoric for the story even. That was me being nice. You know, you could call her and come clean, and if she wants to forgive you, then, you know, go on your way. Or you could just leave my house and I'm going to message her. So up to you, your choice. But I was like, you're not going to, like, be with me for 5 months, have me fully, like, I was basically his girlfriend if I spent 24/7 with him for 4 or 5 months. I was in love with him. I had told him I was in love with him, and he was, like, giddy about it. Like, he didn't say it back, but he was, like, ecstatic that I was so into him and telling me all of these things that, you know, I was the one, you know, whatever. And so he took 5 hours to make that decision. 5 hours. I sat and watched him pace back and forth in my room for a full 5 hours. It was the longest 5 hours of my life. And just to show you just how long it feels, we're going to go to break right now so I can tell you what happens when we come back. Second break. All right, we are back. So that was only a few seconds. Doesn't feel anything like 5 hours, but hopefully you can put yourself in my shoes. After 5 hours, he just started begging me not to tell her, right? Just don't tell her. Just let me be. If you love me, you'll let me be happy, which maybe that's true. But in that moment, I was really angry. So I was like, no, you need to figure it out. And he said that he didn't want to make the decision. He just loved her. And he starts telling me all of these things about her that he hadn't told me, all the things about her that he loves. And I was like, listen, you are not going to break up with me while telling me how amazing this girl is. And I had the message typed out in my phone, and I said, if you say that you love her, if you say all these nice things about her one more time, I promise you I am not bluffing. I will send the message. And he said it again. I don't understand him. He said it again. So then I sent it because I said I was not bluffing. And then got my message, and she called him pretty quickly, and he was a mess. He was like, what do I do? He's like hyperventilating. I'm like, answer the phone. And he's like, I'm not answering it here. I'm like, okay, well then answer it somewhere else, whatever you want to do. And so he runs out of my house, but he hugs me goodbye as he runs out. And then he gets into his car and he drives away. And so he leaves. I'm like, maybe we're never talking again, whatever happens, happens. And then 30 minutes later, he calls me. He's so upset with me. Couldn't believe I told her. And he didn't know how he was going to finish his exam. He hadn't done anything for it. And still silly, I was like, okay, well, why don't you come back here and I'll do your exam for you? Because I did the whole study guide, so I know it. And I was like, I don't want to, like, mess up this man's future. Like, this class, if he didn't pass this class, he wasn't going to be able to transfer school. So I was like, just come back. I'll make sure your exam gets figured out. After that, like, we can do whatever. You know, it doesn't matter. So he comes back to my house. I did his whole exam for him, passed the class for him. And then at that point, he's like, no one would do that for me. Like, I need you. I need to be with you. And continuing to be silly, I'm like, well, I said, I don't know if we can do that. I was like, it's like an uphill battle. If we start this, like, I have to basically accept that I pretty much was second choice. Like, you didn't ever specifically, like, make the final decision at the end. Like, I sent the message before you could, but I was second choice for sure. And you have to get over at some point that I told her, like, I just don't know if we have any future. And he was like, with communication, we can do it, you know? And I was like, you know what? With communication, maybe we can. And then that lasted 2 days. And then after 2 days, like, I just could, like, he was a wreck, and I was just taking care of him. And it was so weird to be, like, taking care of someone brokenhearted over someone else when you're in love with them. Like, it was just weird. And then she would, like, call randomly. She had him blocked on everything. She would call randomly, and she would be like, hey, remember that picture that you have of this and this and this? Delete it. Okay, bye. And she would just hang up on him and then block him all over again. So then he would just, like, continue to spiral. And then after 2 days, I was like, man, like, this is just not worth it. Like, I can't do this anymore. And then I ended up calling it off. And so my lessons that I learned is that, one, like, personally, so I'm excited to hear other people's opinions now, but personally, I will never, ever, ever mess with somebody who's in a relationship ever again. And that's not just because I got hurt, because I did, and like, but that would be selfish for me to be like, well, I got hurt, so I'm never doing this again. Like, that girl got hurt way worse than I did. You know, found out that her last two serious relationships, she was also cheated on. She had made him, like, promise to not do that to her again. And I also found out that she told me over message that she was actually planning a surprise trip to him, which, good thing that didn't happen. But if she had done that surprise trip, like, it got canceled for some reason, but she was planning it. She also had talked to her job about a transfer to San Francisco area where I live, and was in the works of, like, she was going to do this surprise trip and then tell him on the surprise trip that she was moving here. Like, it was just like, she got wrecked, and I couldn't believe that I was a part of it. Like, I understood looking back why over time, like, slowly I convinced myself it was an okay thing, and that, it, you know, like, he was supposed to be with me, she was too far away. But, like, I just think because I didn't know this girl and couldn't put a face or a name to her or anything like that, that, like, I was just, like, letting myself pretend she didn't exist. But at the end of the day, like, she did exist. She's super hurt. I was a part of that. And I just don't think, personally, I don't think we should, like, any of us should be a part of other people's hurt. If you can take yourself out of being a part of anybody else's pain, I think that you should. And I've had a lot of debates with friends, like, since then. I mean, we'll get into a group, this topic will come up, and, I mean, I heard a guy the other day tell me that he really only likes to be with girls that are in a relationship because then they don't get clingy to him, and I was like, oh, nah, and I launched into this whole story. I was like, I have this whole story for you, like, and so at the end of the day, moral of the story was that anytime now I've made a promise to me, anytime I start getting sick or I stop eating or I stop sleeping, then that means I'm in a bad situation. I need to end it. And so my overarching opinion is that being the other man, the other woman, is always wrong, unless, of course, you didn't know the entire time. I think that's different. If you find out later, then you were just as much wrong. I mean, you were basically cheated on at that point, too. But definitely, if you know about it, it's time to just walk away. You got to be strong earlier. The longer that you stay in it, the harder that it gets. So it was definitely a trial that has taught me so much. It was not something I ever even thought I would be a part of. Like, I watched girls be with men who did these things, who fed them, you know, these manipulations or, you know, whatever, and thought, oh, that's so silly. I could never imagine myself being in that situation. And it wasn't until I was in that situation that I realized it. So that's my story. And when we come back, we're going to hear from some other people and their opinions. So we'll go to another break and we will be right back.
This is Kate with the trending news. Tonight's news is about a woman that donated more than 7,500 pet oxygen masks after rescuing a dog from the wildfires. This dog, Emma Zen, is a Great Dane Labrador Retriever mix and was only 4 months old when firefighters rescued her from the devastating wildfires in Southern California. They took her to an animal shelter where she was placed on fire hold, waiting to be reunited with her family. Unfortunately, her family never showed up. But she got pretty lucky when Deborah adopted her. Deborah has been teaching pet first aid and CPR since then in her spare time and donated 17 masks to the department and trained firefighters on how to use them. She said the MSN has actually been in over 90% of the West Coast fire departments. Now, she has donated more than 7,500 total pet oxygen masks to firefighters, and these primarily save dogs and cats, but they've also been used on guinea pigs and even an iguana. People don't always know where the masks are that help save their pets come from. But Deborah is helping change the fate of animals across the world. Back to the show.
And we're back. So now I want to turn it over to our guest. So my first question is, have you ever been the other man or the other woman, Tawanda?
You would come straight to me, and I'm over here like, what in the?
Just processing what I just told you.
Have I ever been the other man or the other woman? Have I ever been the other woman? Can I plead the fifth or the sixth or the seventh? Oh, gosh. Yes, I have definitely been on all sides of the spectrum. And I'm going to leave it like that.
I respect your honesty. What about you, Alexis?
Need we be reminded that my current relationship, we were both the other person until we both dumped our exes for each other?
Dang, it's a happier story. I'm happy for you.
Huh?
So that's a happier ending.
Well, let's just put it this way. It was a happy ending for me. Wasn't a happy ending for his ex because she was so in love with him and she was hoping that after a 2-year relationship that she was going to end up with a ring or at least a key to his house to permanently move in. He wasn't exactly looking for that. And, yeah, he didn't come to the conclusion of choosing me on his own. I kind of gave him an ultimatum. Where I literally put my foot down and told him that he needed to make a decision. It's up to him. And by a certain date, if he wasn't going to leave her for me the way I left my ex for him, then we're just going to end all communication. And I guess I'm the one that he chose. And it's been a little bit over 6 months, and we're happy.
Nice. That's good. Very cool. Do you like fear at all? Do either of you like fear each other like stepping out, or you know, are you both like super trusting of each other? Like, has it affected your relationship at all?
To be really 100% honest, he's not exactly in a position to cheat on me because he is currently going through chemo and stuff like that, and he's not the type to cheat, and neither am I, although it is a bit of an unusual situation because he is in Michigan and I'm here in Virginia and we can't really visit each other thanks to COVID. But
and you better not do Michigan stuff that long.
I'm pretty much at the point where I really 100% trust him, and he 100% trusts me, and he knows I'm going to kill him if he cheats on me. So I think he's more afraid of me than he is of his ex.
Gotcha. Makes sense. And then do we have anyone else on, or we just have Alexis and Tawanda? Anyone else I missed that wants to answer this question?
That would be me, Ryan.
Oh, hi, Ryan. Yeah.
Can you hear me all right?
Jump in now, though. I was gonna ask you later, but jump in now because we just have the three of us. So, have you ever been the other man?
I have been in both situations.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can hear you well.
Well, the first situation, I was dating somebody for a short period of time that a friend introduced to me. And we had both had like relationship problems recently. But like a week later, she hit me up and asked me to go out. And the way that she had talked before, it seemed like she'd ended things, which of course, I found out later that she never had. And so I ended up, she threw a birthday party for me. I mean, we spent a lot of nights together and then one day she just, I remember at one point we were hiding from her quote-unquote ex-boyfriend in a parking lot, like lowing it in her car. And I was very oblivious because I'm very much the hopeless romantic type, you know? So I was just like, okay, like we'll just wait for him to leave and then we'll go. And a little while later, she told me that she was going back to her ex. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And she's like, yeah, I never stopped dating him. And I'm like, oh. And I just remember being shocked. I wasn't super in love at the time, but like, it was just like, you know, it had been nice to have somebody. And then she said, I asked her, I said, well, like, what are you going to do? Like, are you going to tell him? Like, are you going to, you know, say anything to him? And she said, no, he would kill you. And I was like, I was just so shocked at that statement. You know, like for me, like I've definitely had the thought like you did, like, you know, give them the ultimatum because they shouldn't be able to fuck somebody else's life up like that. But I was so shocked at that point, you know, like I just let it all go. And what was crazy to me is like later on, I was in another relationship and she like greeted me like in a casino, just like we were old friends or something like that. It's just, I don't know. It was very weird.
Yeah. Definitely, I can understand that. It's so weird the way that we react in situations versus, like, the way that we think we would react in a situation. Like, you never think that you would let yourself be in the position, but then you are, and it's wild. So I have one more question for everyone, but we're going to go ahead and move to our last break, and then after that break, we'll go over our last question.
We'll be right back.
Okay, we're back. Last question. So, is this something, I mean, all of us have said that we've all been the other man, the other woman before, which just proves to show how these statistics, like when they say 70%, no wonder we've all been involved before. So, is this something you'd ever do again? And do you think it's wrong? Is it wrong to be the other man, to be the other woman, and would you ever do it again? Let's start with Ryan this time.
Being honest, I think that sometimes it's wrong, but I don't think that it always is. I think that in your situation, if you had not had an entanglement with him, there's no guarantee that it wouldn't have still happened with someone else or happened more on later on down the road. And the reality is, you know, like he decided to choose for a period of time a number two over his number one. And while it did cause, you know, his number one pain, imagine how much more pain it would have caused, you know, 3 or 4 more years down the road with kids or whatever other situation he was in. You know, you really don't know. And the biggest thing is when you pick somebody, you've got to roll the dice on them. And, you know, they weren't married at the time. So to me, I feel like in a weird way, it's almost like you kind of did her a favor. But at the same time, like, I don't think your actions were directed towards her because you were looking for love. And he communicated to you that that was an option on the table. You know, I mean, he definitely didn't come out and tell you, oh, I'm just going to have fun with you for a couple of months before going back to her, you know. And in the end, like, by giving him that ultimatum, like, everybody learns something. So, you know, I think that there are situations, like,
yeah,
that are positive outcomes even from the worst of these situations.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Like, I think to myself, like, if she had moved here and done all of those things and I had kept my mouth shut, like, how eventually it would have had to come out at some point. Like, I think if you have that ongoing relationship with someone for that long, like, sometimes, I don't know, sometimes I feel like I'm just the biggest, like, I feel so much guilt for hurting her, and then on the opposite side, I'm, like, glad that that it happened and that she didn't move across the world for this man, for sure. What about you, Alexis? What do you think?
I'm going to have to be 100% honest because I've been on both sides of the coin. I've been the other person, and I've been the one that was cheated on. Personally, I'm not going to judge anybody based on the situation and stuff because the truth of the matter is, if you were in love with your significant other, I firmly believe if you were truly happy, then why do you need to feel the need to go find it somewhere else? Mm-hmm. Because if you were happy, if you were satisfied, if your partner was everything that you could have asked for, then you're just a jackass if you're looking for somebody else. So most people would cheat because they're not getting what they want out of that relationship. Me, I was not a cheater when I was talking to my current boyfriend. It was a peculiar situation where we met in a chat room geared towards phone sex, and my ex knew that I was on this app. We didn't have a secret. It was just one of those weird things where I was allowed to have phone sex with whoever the hell I want, just so as it was just phone sex, not anything else. So when I met my current boyfriend, it wasn't a situation where both of us were perfect. It was just a situation where we thought that we were just going to get our rocks off, call it a day, and be fine with our relationship. But that first phone call, like the second we heard each other's voices, we spent 7 hours on the phone that had nothing to do with phone sex. We talked about everything under the sun, including my relationship, his relationship, and just getting the perspective of a stranger, because sometimes it takes somebody on the outside to look at your relationship and give you some helpful advice. He was telling me things about how she wanted to get married and how she wanted kids and how she wanted to move in together, and he didn't want that at all because he was like, I don't know, like, I went through a really bad divorce, et cetera, et cetera. So I point blank told him that night. I was like, well, it's been 2 years, and speaking from a female's perspective, if you're going to date somebody for a long time, and 2 years is a long time, it's either you're in it for the long haul or you're not. And if she's in it to look for a ring, and you're in it and you're not sure if you want to give her that ring, you may want to let it be known to her because you're just stringing her along. So I don't even know how it happened, but my boyfriend and I just like to fell for one another, because how often do you meet someone and have a 7-hour conversation and feel like this is the person that you were meant to be with? And to be perfectly honest, I was already having issues with my ex, and we were already at rock bottom because he likes to throw a temper tantrum, and he kept on threatening to leave me every time he didn't get his way. So eventually I had it. So, like, he threatened to leave me, and I was like, you know what, if you want to leave, bye. And, like, that was pretty much my response. And then a couple of days later, he came back, and I was like, no, I'm not going to take you back because I'm not going to deal with this shit. It's beginning to be a problem with you, and I already told you that if you're going to start to leave me, keep it moving. So I was like, I didn't exactly tell him I moved on to a new man because I couldn't, because I wasn't in a relationship yet. So then we kept on talking. He was still dating his girlfriend, and then I gave him the ultimatum where I'm like, look, you're having sex with her, and you're being intimate with her, telling her you love her when you're with her. But when you're with her, you're thinking about me, and then when you come home from being with her, you want to have phone sex with me and be intimate with me and tell me that you love me. So at the end of the day, you need to make a decision. Am I just someone that you're having phone sex with, and that's fine, or am I someone that you want something more with, and if that's what you want, you need to break up with her. So he just made the decision to take a risk with me, and if I can do it all over again, I wouldn't want to hurt her at all, because I'm on the other side of the coin, and it's quite hurtful when you find out that the person that you've dated for a long time is not who you think that person is. But like you said at the beginning, you can't help who you fall for. When I met my boyfriend, I knew he had somebody else. It wasn't like I was an innocent party, right? And I'm not saying that I was, but how often do you meet someone that you can have a 7-hour phone conversation and feel like this is the person that you were meant to be with?
Yeah, definitely. What about you, Tawanda? What do you think? Do you think that there's any situation where it's okay? Is it wrong? Would you do it again?
You know, first and foremost, I want to say to each his own, because I know everybody's situation is different. I have definitely done it more than one time. And I remember having a coworker one time that all she did was sleep with married men. And I thought it was exciting at first. And then I said, well, why? And she said, well, I don't want a committed relationship. They go home. And because I'm the side chick, they spend a lot of money and blah, blah, blah. So she said, it works for me. And I said, well, don't you think you're cutting yourself short? She said, no, because I'm getting what I want. I said, okay, I understand that. And I've been on all sides of it, and that's a part of my past, though, because to me, and this is only speaking to me life is about growth, and it's about what's valuable, and it's about what's important. So I don't ever wish to go down that road again and do that, because I believe in karma. And I don't think it's right, whether I know the person or not. I don't want to be involved in that. And is there ever a situation to where it's okay for someone to do it? Just like they say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, that would be up to that person in that situation, because I know a lot of times you don't know the situation and the circumstance. But I do my best to live my life as good as I can. And at the end of the day, I truly want to treat people how I want to be treated. and I don't want to be dogged out, cheated on, and betrayed. So I will not do that again to anyone.
Definitely. Does anyone else have anything to add before I add my closing thoughts?
To be 100% honest, it's how I kind of think about it is this. If you, when you're the one being cheated on, when I found out I was being cheated on in a past relationship, I was beyond pissed, right? But then again, after some cooling down, I realized that the only person that I can blame is him and her, because like me, she walked in a situation where she knew about me, but I can't 100% blame her because clearly I wasn't what he wanted. So for me, I'm not going to judge anybody, but I will caution that a lot of times life is very complicated, and so are feelings, and so are relationships. So me, if I could go back and do it again, I don't think I would ever want to put myself in a position where I'm the other person, because I just don't want to hurt people like that. So if I were to meet someone and he was taken, then I guess I'm just going to be like, well, it was nice meeting you. Let me know when you're single again.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, I think that, you know, we've all kind of shared that. One, I think something that's really cool that we've all kind of agreed on is that there are many different situations that none of us can understand, and that when you're a part of something, it's so easy to give your opinion when you're on the outside looking in. But when you are a part of it, it's very different. Your feelings and emotions get involved. You become a bit clouded. For me, the moral of this story, the end all, is that I encourage anybody who's listening to this, if you are currently cheating, evaluate why. Are you happy in your current relationship? Is there something missing? Did you tell your partner that those things are missing for you? Have you done the correct communication before you stepped out of line? Are you somebody who needs multiple sex partners? Does that mean a relationship is not meant for you? Then get out of your relationship. I urge you now, if you are cheating, to get out of your relationship. If it's not the right thing for you, then leave now before you hurt them. If you are the other man or the other woman, we've all obviously all on this call been there, think about what you're doing. How long can it go on? How long will you let it go on? I remember people looking at me like I was so stupid, and I never want to be looked at like that again. You know, it's time to give the ultimatum and get out, or, you know, figure it out. Nobody needs to have two people. You can definitely go through a situation where you are not committed to anybody and you have multiple partners without it being married men. Like I say, I so agree with what Tawanda said and what Alexa said and Ryan too, just about how it's important to, you know, if you believe in karma, if you believe in whatever you believe in, that you are putting good energy into the world. If you've been cheated on, you know what that feels like. And, you know, just I think we should all try to not be a part of it. I think that the mentality to be a part of it sometimes is what leads to all of this cheating being able to happen. And, yeah, if you're in a relationship that you're not supposed to be in, then leave it. And if you're the other man or the other woman, then figure out where you fall. And don't let yourself be in that situation for too long, and save your heart. So thank you everyone for sharing and being open. I know that this is a touchy topic. I know as I was talking about it, I was trying to be careful of what I said to protect those involved. So thank you everyone for being super open and willing to speak on their experiences. And thanks everyone for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Living Single Across America. We would love to hear how you are living single in your city. So please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and our website at www.livingsingle.org. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe for a free newsletter. Thank you. Until next time.